This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is celebrating a better-than-expected jobs report for May. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Today is probably, if you think of it, the greatest comeback in American history.
The president's hailing an unexpectedly good report showing employers added jobs last month instead of cutting millions, as most analysts had predicted.
It's been a beautiful thing to see.
Saying it's proof the steps he's taken to fight the virus have worked. He's long seen economic success as his ticket to another term. This morning, he said an economic rebound is also the answer to racial inequality, suggesting George Floyd would be happy with today's news. Joe Biden points out Floyd's last words before dying in police custody were, "I can't breathe."
"I can't breathe" have echoed all across this nation and, quite frankly, around the world. For the president to try to put any other words in the mouths of George Floyd, I frankly think is despicable.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The New South Wales Supreme Court has blocked a Black Lives Matter rally scheduled for Saturday in Sydney, Australia, because of the risk of a coronavirus outbreak. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian had asked protesters to avoid the rally because they could not guarantee adherence to health orders.
They could not guarantee safe social distancing, and simply the number of protesters far exceeds the health orders.
Police in New South Wales originally approved the protest on the understanding there would be fewer than 500 participants, but organizers said thousands of people were expected to attend. A protest in Melbourne is still scheduled to take place with state police approval, with an emphasis on Australian Indigenous people, including the deaths of Aboriginal men in custody. This is VOA News. British scientists say they have stopped research into hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malarial drug that President Donald Trump hailed as a game changer in the fight against coronavirus and COVID-19. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, British scientists say the drug is useless.
Martin Landrei, an Oxford University professor co-leading the recovery trial, told reporters it doesn't work. Results showed no significant difference in death rates after 28 days, in length of hospital stay, or in other outcomes for patients either taking the drug or not. US President Donald Trump has hailed the drug as a potential game changer. But controversy over its use grew after a study published in the medical journal The Lancet last month raised safety concerns. The study was then retracted on Thursday after its authors said they were unsure about its data. The World Health Organization is continuing its clinical trial of hydroxychloroquine, pending a review.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A Tokyo 2020 Olympic executive board member says they will need to monitor the global health situation until next spring to decide whether to hold the Summer Olympics next year. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The Games were meant to take place in Tokyo this July, but were postponed to protect athlete and spectator safety. Kyodo News Agency reported the comment from lawmaker Toshinaki Endo, who is one of six vice presidents on the board and a former Olympics minister. It's the first time an executive from the organising committee has commented on the timing for full confirmation of the game scheduling, according to the news agency. Last month, International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach said the Tokyo Games would have to be scrapped completely if the event could not be held next year.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Europe could have its free travel zone running again by the end of this month. However, as AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, most tourists will have to wait until July.
The news should come as a relief to millions of Europeans still trying to work out their summer vacation plans. Panicked by Italy's coronavirus outbreak in February, countries had imposed border restrictions to try to keep the disease out without consulting their neighbours, moves which had negative impacts such as the blocking of medical equipment. Travel restrictions will, though, remain for many nations. For example, the US, Russia or Brazil will have to wait until Europe officials assess the virus in their territories is under control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The jobs report sent stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm...